This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and we're joined in the studio by cabaret superstar who's just taken one look at me and gone, babe, you look awful. It's wonderful to have you in the studio, the fabulous Reuben Kaye.
Ah!
Oh, applause, applause, applause. Now, you have been doing cabarets all around the country, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
But not in Melbourne.
No.
What's that about?
Don't know. I have no idea. I would love to perform in Melbourne. I'm from Melbourne. Maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why. We know the real you.
Yeah. They've seen it and they've gone, nah.
What is it like having great success around the world, just busting it out and doing your cabaret realness and having fun and wearing outfits with straws?
It's like bathing in a sensory deprivation tank of my own self-esteem. It's like I'm coming constantly.
Oh, I could really use that. Well, now, you are going to be performing. I'm really sick, everyone.
Just so very unwell.
You are going to be performing and doing a show as a part of the inaugural Sydney Cabaret Festival.
Yes!
How exciting. How did that all come about?
Trevor Ashley, the gorgeous Trevor Ashley.
Mm-hmm. You're legally obligated to say that, aren't you?
Absolutely. He literally cast out a net and I was bathing. I was hooking for twinks.
I
got caught in it.
Love it.
No, it's he just messaged me out of the blue and was like, I'm doing it. It's got to be good. It's got to be big. It's got to have the best. And they said no.
And they said no. So are you free?
I love that we're on the same show. So yeah, I'm doing that, which means I get to, it's camp. I mean, it's real camp. Like, I'm with Jennifer Holliday, the original dream girl.
So exciting. Now, we actually interviewed her when she was here for the
announcement.
What's
she like? Dish.
Oh, heaven. She's so lovely. And so she's everything
you
think
she is. No, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear that she was like, I want water that's been boiled 5 times and run down the ass of Brad Pitt.
I wouldn't cross her. I wouldn't cross her. Like, she's a living legend.
I want you to tell me she scratched you and left a nail in your neck. Like, I want Diva Stories.
I would sell that on eBay so badly. So do you need Diva Stories because you're looking for material? Is that what's going on?
No, I've got lots of material. Fine. Mm-hmm. No, I would love more material. Anything.
What do you think makes a good... Like, I mean, the kind of... You don't necessarily just do a show about, this is the day that I went to the shops. Here's
no,
my
I can't stand
about
that.
It.
I can't stand people who just do, like... when you have that platform, and you have a platform that is as large as some of the comedians and some of the performers that I see, and they don't... use that platform to change, to better the world.
To better the world and better themselves through that art.
Do you know what I mean? And better the, and like help the audience through something, then I'm sorry, I give up. Like, I'd rather get a hand job from a lobster than see someone talk about, like, oh, I went to the shops. Aren't shops funny?
The visual of that now in my brain is amazing.
Well, I mean, The Little Mermaid will never be the same.
Under the sea.
Darling, it's better down where it's wetter.
So true.
True.
So you just dive into, well, you're just enigmatic, fabulous, just, you're very tongue-in-cheek, very cheeky. Maybe that's it. Melbourne's just not ready for you. We need something actually, more dark and decadent.
No, I think Melbourne actually has it, but the drag I see in Melbourne, the queer scene, the
I'm
queer
like,
performance
watch what
scene.
You're saying. I'm about to get my handbag and swing it around.
No, is can I swear on this?
No.
No, is fierce.
Well, not the F word, yeah.
Yeah, it's really fierce. And there's a lot coming out. Look at Yummy. Yummy went touring the world and they are fierce. They have their together.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You could have said that one.
Oh, great. They have their shit together. Like, they come correct. It's amazing. But I just sometimes think it doesn't necessarily get into the mainstream. But then again, I see Karen from Finance in, like, ads with Art Simone.
I know, it's so... Oh, that's Filmer Box.
A Filmer Box?
Yeah.
No, Art Simone, and no, Karen from Finance is in ads
she's
for the
in
Melbourne,
ads
Comedy
for
Festival,
Melbourne Comedy Festival,
saying,
yeah.
Get off your phone. And,
yeah, she's not even doing a show, which I'm like, good on her, but she's getting this kind of exposure.
What a
I love
what,
it.
Like a
smart
bitch on
woman,
the take.
Smart
she has
woman.
Got her shit together.
She knows how to work.
So, he's just pressed the mute button while he hacks up a lung. I am so enamoured and titillated and aroused. I love a blocked breathing passage.
I mean, I'm all about it right now.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to curl into bed when I get home, have a bath, curl into bed.
Can you even curl?
Do you? Well, I think the shivering will make it happen. I mean, it's more of a blob. I'm not going to deny
paused.
It.
He gacks himself into bed.
Is it my gut? Is it my breast? I'm not sure.
I'm into both, let's be honest. Look, I love Melbourne. I would love to be able to perform here more and more. You know, my friends here, my family here. You know, I've just started a romance here.
Ooh.
Oh,
so you're going to have to get long distance.
She's happy. Well, he's got a lovely huge cock. So long distance.
Oh, we're not meant to say that.
I'm sorry. I didn't say that. I'm sorry.
That's how long a distance we talking?
Look, yeah, you know what? Cleveland. Yeah, so I've just had that, which is horrendous because now I'm actually quite happy.
Oh my God, you've got no material.
No, I've got nothing because I'm a cabaret artist, and cabaret artist is self-indulgent misery.
Exactly.
Repurposed as art. How else are you meant to sing Jacques Brel and Edith Piaf? You're like, oh, my love life's actually fine.
Yeah.
See, this is why we're all happy that Adele's broken up. Now we're going to have to wait for your relationship to end so we can get some material.
Ugh. I mean, yay.
Now, you recently did some performances on a boat.
I did.
And I am also going to be performing on a cruise to Dark Mofo.
Ooh.
And any tips?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay, so this is great. It was with P&O.
Yeah, I'm doing the same.
Yeah, P&O. Yeah. And I won't lie, like, when I got the call, I won't lie, I judged. And I got on the ship and I looked at the audience and I thought, Holy Mary, Mother of God, these people are going to rip me to shreds.
No, see, I'm fine. Mine is a queer...
Yours is a queer cruise, right? Mine is... See, that cough there? That's Jesus telling you no. Mine wasn't. Mine wasn't. In fact, the one that I just recently was Easter weekend cruise.
Oh, my God.
School holidays.
It's not the kind of cruising you're used to, is it?
No, definitely not. But also, the crowd... I thought the crowd was going to be very Southern Cross tattoo and teeth optional.
Got it.
But actually... They were fab. Absolutely fab. There were a lot of older male couples who would refer to each other as travelling companions.
Oh, wow. I've got to get me one of them.
This is Gary. He and I have been cruising and travelling for decades. Yes. Like heaven.
We leave our wives at home.
Exactly.
Your like business partner, Benji.
A kimono
and Frankie,
a turban.
In reality.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And there were, I would say, like a lot of women with short haircuts called Dawn.
Oh, my God.
And they...
I'm in for a treat, I think.
Oh, and they were very much into, oh, there's family on board in the entertainment. Because the entertainment, I think, prior to...
Wait, you were doing family entertainment?
No, I mean like family, like Friends of Dorothy family.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't get the children near me, can't stand them. No. It's either children or business class and I want leg room.
Yep.
And they were like, oh, finally, we've got some...
Queer
entertainment in, because I think the entertainment prior to this had they're trying to change it up and they're putting in some really interesting, young, intense entertainment up there and they're swapping it out.
Yeah.
And the audiences are crazy for it.
Oh, all right.
They were unpredictable.
I'll bring my rubber tuxedo.
Loving. Oh my God, they would love it. Although it's very humid there, so oil up, baby.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to. I mean, it'll be the middle of winter, so I'm more worried about hitting the waves.
Oh, because you're going to the Tassie one,
yeah,
babe. Okay, so the rocking is intense.
Okay, cool.
It's like all the benefits of being on ketamine without. You know,
take your ginger tablets with you.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, get all the Dramamine, get all of that stuff.
I'm very prepared.
But also trying to do a show when it's rocking and I'm trying to get into the audience to swing my leg over and I'm in heels and stuff, and trying to on a rock, my core, oh, she's tight. It's like a yoga class.
I'm going to have to work on my core then, aren't
now, I? Now, I hear the issue with these cruise ships, though, is that you get to, immediately after every show, you get to just hang out with the audience and they get to give you direct feedback on everything that they loved.
Absolutely. One of them, I mean, I love this woman because I love people who just have something to say.
Yeah.
You know, because so many times you just hear the same things. And anyone who has anything different, I'm going, feed me, give it to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
She came to me like, do you know who my idol is? Carlotta. You've got big shoes to live up to.
Oh, no, not really.
Meow. Wow. And I was like, I love you. Her name is... I can't say her real name on this.
Fair enough, yeah.
Great. But I'll just... Oh, my God. It was a fantastic name that you just thought would be made up. And they were just so into it. And yes, they wanted to give notes on what they thought.
Oh my God,
would be
I love
better,
it.
Better.
That's going to go down well with me.
I'm into it. I'm so into it.
All right. I'm so into you.
But also, I just love the fact that they're willing. You're in an enclosed space with them.
Yeah.
So you see them every day. They see you at breakfast. They see this. They see this. The people coming up to me and like, oh, I didn't think you'd be around with us. I'm like, no, I'm into it.
I'm here with the common people.
I'm here. I want to see what the common people, do. But it's just
it's
joyous.
Yeah.
It's heaven.
So what's next on the list for you?
Well, I was meant to be on a holiday.
That didn't work.
No, did not. Love to work. And then I go to London for May.
Ooh,
I'm
nice.
Doing shows back in London at Café de Paris. I'm in Amsterdam for a few nights. Just one. I'm doing festival? A one night. No, I'm doing a one night a private event with Bacardi.
Oh.
And by that I mean I'm going to be absolutely wasted for 99% of that trip.
And you're doing the Sydney Cabaret Festival.
And I'm doing
the
Sydney Cabaret Festival. I'm also doing Auckland Live's 2019 Cabaret season. God. So I'm in Auckland. I'm at Brisbane Melt Festival on the 4th
Yay.
Of July. I'm at Brunswick Heads.
Oh, you've got it all going on.
She's back in her country and she's living her fantasy.
Oh, I love
Australians
it.
Australians all let us rejoice, and let's remember the second verse, people.
Well, she's not free, but, you know, she'll make it worth your while.
But she's girt by sea.
Yes, she's girt.
She's boundless plans to share.
Oh, Ruben, thank you so much. I'm hitting delirious. But
you
I'm like,
are,
thank
though.
You so much for coming and joining us
it's
today on the show.
It's a pleasure being opposite your cold sweat and your escaped nipple.
It was so, well, the nipple's always out. I just love, because before you set sea, that we were able to get you on and come and have some fun on the show.
I'm amazed I even made it here. I was late. I was running down Bourke Street also.
Well, there's been an accident and I think a noisy complainer on a tram.
Yeah, no, that's out to Frankston. There's somebody. Okay. There's a police disruption.
I love the dichotomy of Melbourne. We're like, a body was found at 6:30 a.m. around the corner, and there was a noisy complainer on a tram. We've got our priorities for our news sorted.
Well, it's one of them affected public transport. That's a real problem.
Thank you for coming and joining us today, my love.
Oh, it's a pleasure being had by both of you.
We'll absolutely get you back when you're back in town.
Anytime.
Oh, it's the fabulous Ruben Kay. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.